Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Cheney Gould with another edition of Flora Days. A colorful character known as Rattlesnake Johnson hailed from Arcadia, a town in the wide open spaces west of Lake Okeechobee. Kay Harvin, a retired teacher who lives in Palm City, has deep roots in Arcadia. Her family settled there around 1850. She's been researching and writing about the region's history and its early settlers. Rattlesnake's father was a larger-than-life figure named James Mitchell Johnson.
James's nickname was Acrefoot. He was 6 foot, 7 or 8 inches tall, 250, 260 pounds, and he had huge feet. Acrefoot was a walking mailman. Not a barefoot walking mailman, but he delivered the mail on foot in the DeSoto County area. One of Acrefoot's sons was Guy Johnson, nicknamed Rattlesnake. One of the ways that Rattlesnake earned his living was he hired out to the local ranchers and farmers to help rid the property of rattlesnakes. Back then, when so much of the property was not developed, rattlesnakes were a big problem.
I guess they were dangerous to the cattle.
They really were. They bit the cattle and, of course, the children. Record has it that in 1 year he killed 294 rattlesnakes.
Do you have any idea how much he was paid? Was it per snake or per foot?
I think it was per snake. I'm not sure how much that was. But they also used the rattlesnake hides, the skins, and the meat. They ate the meat, so nothing went to waste.
You were telling me he had a rattlesnake meat cannery.
He did. Rattlesnake and his best friend by the name of George End founded what they billed as the world's only rattlesnake cannery.
I bet it was the only one.
It had to have been. You'd think there wouldn't have been much of a market, but stories have it that he shipped the meat to Chicago and other places up north, of course, throughout the South, and actually throughout the world.
Was Rattlesnake ever bitten by one of his namesakes?
He was, actually, several times. He recovered.
I wonder what happened to the Rattlesnake cannery. It's long gone, right?
It is long gone, which is kind of a shame because just think in Florida today, the tourist attraction that would be.
It was in the Tampa area, you think?
It was, located outside Tampa. They founded their own little town around the area called Rattlesnake, Florida, and had, for a brief period of time, a post office there.
Do you have a postmark or something? Wouldn't that be wonderful to have?
I don't possess it, but I understand that it does exist.
Did the family live in the town of Rattlesnake?
They did, I understand. Rattlesnake and his wife and some of his children, and then also the End family.
Is there any trace of the Rattlesnake cannery or even a picture of it that you've ever been able to find?
There are pictures. A lot of that information is, of course, in his home county, the DeSoto County Historical Society. But even those photographs have to be preserved or they deteriorate.
Your family, the Durrance family, which came here so long ago, you must be related to just about everybody in DeSoto County. Do you think you might be related to Rattlesnake Johnson?
I understand that we are, distantly. I believe it's my grandmother, one of her aunts, married a Johnson. This would have been one of Acrefoot's sons, but the family is so respected and well-loved that everybody wants to claim that they're a relative of either Acrefoot or Rattlesnake.
You actually did interview Rattlesnake's two sons.
I did. I had the privilege of interviewing Forrest and Chester. They were delightful. There's all kinds of stories about Acrefoot and Rattlesnake.
Besides writing about Florida history, Kay Harvin has published a book, Amazing True Dog Tales from A to Z, with illustrations by Tyler Hollis. It's available from Amazon.com. For 88.9 FM, I'm Cheney Gould.
Well, that's a place I long to be.